Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox. We will find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Welcome to Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. It's another week of Chatterbox. What is today, like the 7th? 7th of May, the day before E3, sort of starts with press conferences and then really starts on Wednesday. My name's Alon Weissman. I'm hosting the show here with Adrian, started with us last week.
How's it going, guys?
Welcome to the show. And, of course, we have a Mr. Andrew J. Henderson behind the other mic over there in the sound booth. One thing that y'all might find interesting, I don't know if everyone's aware, but we have a Wikipedia entry for Chatterbox. And
we're big time.
Yeah, we are huge. And now a while ago I noticed that thing. It was a couple months ago. I thought, you know, I should probably edit that, make sure it's all accurate, has the right time on there, talks about interview with Penny Arcade that got a lot of attention for us and some of the other things that really put us on the map.
Am I on it yet?
You are not on it yet.
See, okay.
You have to prove yourself with at least 3 shows. Adrian.
Okay.
So I fixed that, and then today I was doing some searches on the Google. And decided to look at where we were coming up. We're doing pretty well. We're up there. I think you got to put in Chatterbox Video or Chatterbox with any accessory word that's appropriate for the show, and we'll show up in the first slot, which is what I like. Unfortunately, Chatterbox goes to like a audio headset or something. Anyway, point is, I take a look. I see Wikipedia entry. Let's take a look and see if anything's changed. And I looked. And now, Andrew, I'm not sure if you had taken a look at this. But
I'm not aware of anything.
You know, no, you're not aware. But what's interesting, it said that it was produced by the world-renowned Andrew J. Henderson. I wouldn't know where that came, because I know that none of our listeners know your middle initial. I know that we've never mentioned it on the air before.
You've probably been to my world-renowned website and just figured it.
That must have been it. Now, for those who don't know, Wikipedia is editable by anybody who has an account on the Wikipedia website. So you could go in there and just blaspheme. You could change whatever you want. You could make it so the Chatterbox is a horrible show. Go type whatever you want. In fact, I'm curious to see the creative things that you'll come up with.
I'd be excited if they said we were a horrible show.
Yeah. What's really interesting to me, though, is that Andrew is somehow, he became the producer of the show just spontaneously. And I don't...
And he's world famous.
World famous.
Renowned.
World renowned.
I'm sorry.
I just wonder where that came from. I don't know. My business cards don't say producer.
I'm astounded it took you this long to figure it out.
It's very interesting. So feel free, everybody, to go over to the Chatterbox Wikipedia entry. You know, change it to whatever you want, because really there's no limits. Andrew certainly sees fit to make the change, so I'm sure that you guys have as much right as he does.
While you're at it, why don't you create one for Andrew J. Henderson and say he's like a member of NAMBLA or something?
Yes. And really, that wouldn't be too far off the beaten path.
No, that's why I said do that.
Yeah. It would be, you know, in the interest of accuracy.
Yes.
I invite you all to head over to Wikipedia and create an entry. At least a stub. Just to get things rolling. Because Andrew, he's world famous and world renowned. If he doesn't have an entry soon, his head's going to explode. All right. So I'm glad I got that out of the way. I was really happy to see that people are taking interest in the Wikipedia. Thank you, Andrew. And, all right, so let's talk about something else that happened to me this week. My brother, he's a little bit older than me, always looked up to my brother. Nowadays, you know, I'm older as well, so we seem pretty close in age. But when we were younger, you know, he was big, I was small. That's how it worked. He decides, all right, I want to play Oblivion. That game Oblivion, everybody's talking about. The game that, you know, I don't really care about because it's RPGs. And we talk about how
I'm
I don't
buying
like those.
That. I'm going to get that next week.
Of course you are. It's supposed to be a really good game. Everybody loves it. And we're going to be talking about it next segment because of all. There's been a lot of... more controversy around Oblivion because of a recent rating change and whatever. But
should I not get it now? Is that what you're saying?
No, you should. You should. But if you get it on PC, you could see boobs.
No. So. First of all, we already discussed PC gaming. I'm getting it for the 360.
Good, good. So here's what I want to say, though. My brother, he gets a video card for his PC so he can play Oblivion. Turns out that this particular Dell that he has isn't compatible with this particular video card. Whatever. Screw that. He's buying a 360, and I was like, you should get a 360, man. You'd enjoy it. Play Oblivion. Then he gets it, and he's like, you know what? Oblivion's lame. Now, my brother, he's world-renowned, just like Andrew, but for negativity and a lot of criticism of games, especially games that are critically acclaimed. So he doesn't like it, and he's talking to me like, so what should I get? I got to go out and get another game, otherwise I'm going to feel horrible that I just spent $500 on a system I don't want to play. It's like, all right, well, I like Cameo. I hear Ghost Recon's pretty good. I've enjoyed it a little bit.
That's what I've been playing.
Exactly. But really, I can't think of anything more fun to play than Geometry Wars on that system. There's nothing I want for the 360. And I just think it's interesting to note that we're, what, 6 months into the release of the system, and there's almost nothing to play on it other than live arcade games?
Yeah, because I just got mine. I was complaining last week about DHL. They finally got it to me first thing Monday morning. I literally almost called in sick to work. I'm walking out the door to go to my job, and I see the DHL truck. I'm like, okay, I got to wait, because I don't want it sitting outside on the front porch all day. So I wait. They hand it to me. I'm like, oh, man, I really want to call in sick right now. Because you know how it is. You first get your system. You really want to call in sick. You really want to play. But I'm looking for, because I got three games with the system. I'm like, okay, I know I'm only going to keep two. I'm keeping Ghost Recon. I'm going to keep the boxing. And I'm going to get rid of the racing game, because I'm not into racing.
Would you get Project Gotham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Whatever.
Well, you could have gotten Need for Speed.
No. In the bundles, pretty much it's always Project Gotham.
Okay.
So I'm like, I want to get one game. I'm going to take it to a national retail chain. I'm going to return it. I'm going to exchange it for the game
Is that how you work?
Yes, that's how I roll.
We have good values here on Chatterbox.
Hey, I'm not spending $60 on a game if I could get one for free. And there's really nothing to play. It's amazing to me that there's no really good games out there. Normally, when a system comes out, within 6 months of the launch, there's going to be at least four must-own titles.
There should be something.
Name me a must-own title for the 360 right now.
Listen, this is what I've been blabbing about for months.
Whatever happened to the rumor that there was going to be Halo 2.5 for the 360, the upgrade? Whatever happened to that?
That was a rumor, young sir.
Yes, but it was a good rumor and it should have happened.
You could just play Halo 2 on your Xbox 360. It works.
I had Halo 2, but I gave it away because I had a legal Xbox that I didn't need the CD anymore.
All right, so I don't understand. You got rid of Halo 2, one of the best games on...
No. I got rid of the disc because...
Oh, my God. Don't say these things on the air.
Well, I'm not saying why I got rid of it. I got rid of the disc. I didn't need it anymore.
Quiet down.
That's all I'm saying.
Quiet down. Oh, my God. This is ethical madness. Everybody, Adrian... He's very temporary at this point. Wow.
So what, I'm going to be your sixth co-host?
It's hard to keep track. I only have two hands. All right, so that's the saga of my brother, the saga of the 360. Really, I hope some good games come out. I'm sure some things will. E3 this week is coming up, obviously. Very excited to see what happens. Unfortunately, I'm making the announcement here on Chatterbox, although it's been mentioned in other places. I'm actually not going to be at E3. Very unfortunate. But... uncontrollable events are keeping me away from E3. But man. I will be there in spirit, and I will be reviewing everything as much as everybody else. And
the man is keeping you down.
Exactly. Calling on my cronies who are there in person to tell me about how everything's going. I am going to miss out on the Nintendo press briefing, where supposedly it's supposed to be surprise after surprise after surprise.
Didn't you win, like, a television or something?
It was at GDC last year.
Oh, sorry. I trying to remember GDC, E3 got a little confused.
Yeah, Microsoft was going a little bit crazy, giving away a lot of stuff. You don't even have an HDTV, do you?
No. I that's the next thing I got to buy.
Yeah, so there's no use you even playing Halo 2 on a 360.
Yeah.
There's no improvement. All right. That was a little off subject. All right, so before we go to break, we've got another minute or two, right? 2 minutes. All right. We didn't even talk about what we've been playing and what I wanted to play. You talk about playing Ghost Recon. I hope you liked it.
I love it.
I haven't heard anything bad about it. I'm used to games that are a little bit more arcade-ish and less realistic, so I never do very well in Ghost Recon when I've been playing with my friends. I'm getting a little better, but really not
that
good.
I'm sure you'd kick my butt, because I'm not very good either.
All right. Well, you should bring it over, and we'll play. Because I got a friend who, wow, does he like that game. Plays like every day. Anyway, I'm more interested in what I've heard about coming out recently. Sega announced its lineup, its E3 lineup for this year. And I don't know why I hadn't really thought about this, but Super Monkey Ball, there is going to be a special Nintendo Wii version of Super Monkey Ball. And wow, I'm so excited about this now. Like, not even the one-player versions, but all the party games. Imagine the party games.
The party games should be fun on the Wii.
Because there's going to be putt-putt action, you know, golfing. And I'm just guessing here. It's golfing. I'm just going to be hitting each other and sword fighting. My God, it's going to be great.
Sword fights with the Wii, yes!
It's going to be so good.
Can we do a Jedi game, like a Star Wars?
I think what they should do is have a cardboard attachment where you, like, you put the Wii controller in the base of a cardboard tube, and then you actually have to sword fight with it, and so you can interact with the other person's sword. That'll be... Imagine all the accessories that'll come out for that thing. It's going to be great. Anyway, we're going to talk about Oblivion's re-rating. This is going back to hot coffee stuff and back to things that I talked about months ago, and now it's finally happening, what I predicted. I'm very excited that I was right once again, and I'll talk about exactly what I mean when we come back, and even more in other segments of the show.
Segments?
Yeah, something like that. We'll be back. Back again, Chatterbox Video Game Radio with Alon and Adrian and Andrew J. Henderson.
The world-renowned.
World-renowned Andrew J. Henderson. I have a feeling he went back and changed the Wikipedia. Somebody should check it out. I didn't actually take a look yet. Anyway, we're going to move on. I'm going to talk about Oblivion, but Adrian was saying something about Xbox Live right before we came on. I want to hear what he has to say here.
Well, what I was going to bring up to you, I just started playing Xbox Live now that I got my 360. And I'm amazed... With everybody that has a 360 that's playing Ghost Recon, everybody has the headset and can talk now. You know what I mean? There's not anybody that doesn't have it. No one's saying a word. I played for about an hour. I heard one guy say, "Hey, man, shoot me. I don't like this gun." And that's all I heard the entire time.
Obviously, he doesn't know how to use his own grenades.
Which probably would have been better, but...
Yeah.
I was amazed. And the thing is, the guy who's telling you to shoot him was in the same room with them because they were playing on the same account.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know. And not everybody has a headset, by the way. Only if you got the premium pack.
Well, most people have. And I would be playing and then you'd hear someone, like, there'd be noise in the background or something. And I was playing against a guy boxing that I could hear the commentary from his computer, I mean, from his 360, but never said a word. He's beating me tremendously, and I figured he'd at least say, "Dude, you suck. Don't play."
I would expect to hear a lot of colorful commentary.
Yeah, like, I was.
Come on, you take it, you bitch. Come on, eat it. Yeah, right there. Come on, right in the face. Yeah.
That's what I was told.
Which, like, that awful. If you play, that sounded wonderful.
If you play online, you're gonna get a bunch of 12-year-old kids talking trash to you. So that's what I was expecting. No one said a word.
All right, I am surprised to hear that. Well, if you've got a good team atmosphere going, then you probably have a lot more to say with your team in Ghost Recon. In the one-on-one, the boxing, I would have expected a lot of, you know, one-on-one chatter. But whatever. I don't care.
We were all just lone wolfing, just no one was doing anything for
anybody. I'm sure your team did very well then. So
when I'm the second high kill person on my team... then, yeah, it wasn't very good.
All right, so in an incredible segue, I'm going to move over, switch topics, remind everybody they should go to uat.edu if they want to learn about getting in the industry. University of Advancing Technology is one place to do it. Go to uat.edu. Now, I was going to talk about Oblivion. Here's what happened. It was re-rated. Here's why.
On the computer.
On the computer. Well, I believe the 360 version was also re-rated, but it doesn't include the word nudity in the on the back panel, the description. So here's what happened. Apparently has a lot of violence, right? And has the big issue is that the PC version, you know, you can get into the files, obviously it's on the PC, so you can look at whatever you want. And people decoded stuff and found skins of some, like, ogre chick, some female beast that had breasts, right? And so they were able to remove the bra or whatever it is she normally wears so that you could see the underlying model. And that means, nudity is possible in this game, then we better re-rate it and talk about more about the violence. And Bethesda Software, the developer of this game, came back and was like, "Listen, we submitted 60 pages of all the commentary and the verbiage in this game. We just showed plenty of violence. Like, we were, I don't think they actually said they were expecting an M rating, but when they originally got the T rating, like it, they put in all the information they needed to the ESRB to get it the proper rating. They gave all sorts of info. At least that's what they claim. And now these boobs pop up out of nowhere, and suddenly it's got an M rating. And then they re-rated the 360 as well for more violence, I guess, which is strange to me because they should have known that from the beginning. I mean, the game is all about walking around and killing things. There's, like, heads on sticks and lots of blood and gore. Like, they use the word gore. As soon as gore is used, it sounds like an M-rated game to me. So, my issue here, what I was saying about me being right, which I try to, you know, be as often as possible, a few months ago, you weren't here, Adrian, for this, but there was a glitch in, I believe it was some basketball game. I think it was Sega's NBA 2K whatever, 2K6, on the 360, and it caused some players, like, shorts to be gone, and it showed the guy's underwear or something, and it was very, like, the guy was running around for 5 games in career mode with no clothes on except his underwear. And I thought, and I expressed this to the listeners, I said, wait a minute. So as soon as it happens that we start building models and games that are accurate, then something could happen. Some glitch could happen, or some modder could come along and remove the clothes, and all of a sudden, you'd have this game which was adult, because it had that content in it, just because they did a good job of modeling the characters.
Didn't we talk about this when the hot coffee came out, and I said, if my Madden players do not have nipples when it gets cold, I'm going to be upset.
I think I might remember that comment. Yeah. But this is, like, what I said was going to happen actually happened. Leland G's all getting upset again that the ESRB and the rating system is inherently flawed and all that crap. I was like, listen, there should be nothing wrong with this. And what I'm most steamed about that I haven't mentioned yet, nobody else has brought this up either, that the 360 version, like, I can't go look at the files, I don't know how to go decrypt them, but I'm going to guarantee you, without seeing them, I, the all-knowing, will guarantee that those same bitmap files of the nudie boobs are in the 360 version as are in the PC version. I'm guaranteeing you exactly the same content.
Yeah.
Right? But because no one's come along and found a way to access it, since nobody has yet changed the file system or been able to hack the Xbox 360, it therefore isn't getting the nudity word on the back of the box and it isn't getting scolded for having nudity in the game. And the reason this is important is that it proves that it's the actions of others outside of the developer, outside of the raters, the raters, that are defining how this game is being characterized. Because right now, the 360 version, it has those naked boobs in it. Guaranteed it has those naked boobs in it. But no one's found them yet. Just like on the PC version, it took till someone found it. And then suddenly, up in arms. And so, it really upsets me that people would get upset with Bethesda, and then therefore Take-Two, because they're the publisher of this game. They're in more hot water, so to speak, because of this. And they shouldn't be, because all it takes is someone to come around, fiddle with the hardware and the software, mess with it, release a hack. Suddenly, uh-oh, the company screwed up. They didn't talk about this.
Yeah and no, because here's the problem. Say I want a game, and I'm like, I'm going to do this to get a teen rating. But then I'm going to have my friend release this hack that, we'll say Mortal Kombat, back in the day where you had to get the Sega version because it had the blood in it.
But if you were dumb.
No, seriously, everybody had to have the Sega version because
of
the blood.
Was so much happy with the Super Nintendo version. Keep going. I'm not going to take this off topic, but you're wrong.
But say it's like, okay, for the Super Nintendo version, there's this little hack that they put out there. Then it's going to should it change the rating? Yes, because I put the blood in there knowing I'm going to release this hack. So there's got to be a happy medium where if it's not out there and you don't want people to know about it, it gets the teen rating. But the moment people know about it, you got to change the rating because it's a different game.
That's bull. It's not the developer's choice. The rating should
How do you
attempt.
Know? How do you know they didn't release the hack? How do you know they didn't have something to do with it?
That's not my point. They're not the ones who rate the games. The ESRB rates the games, and the ESRB should rate it and do their best to make the real rating. And they should just ask Bethesda right now, they're like, hey, are the same, you know, graphics in the 360 version? Oh, they are? Good, then we're going to put nudity on the box.
Yes, and I agree with that. I completely agree with that. But the ESRB should be able to go back and change the rating when something comes to their knowledge.
Oh, listen, I'm fine with them going back and changing a rating if they think it's, you know, it's necessary. I think that under these circumstances, when it comes to someone modding the game, I don't think that should be re-rated, and I've talked about that before. But if suddenly something became apparent to them which wasn't before, go ahead, re-rate it. It makes sense. But the point is that my point is that people completely external to the process will affect how this game is rated. And that is complete bull. It shouldn't work that way. It should be, oh, the ESRB sees the stuff, they rate it, good. Something new comes to their attention, they have to re-rate it, fine. Although in this case, they were dumb not to rate it M in the beginning. But someone's going to come along, hack the 360, and you know what? They're going to be able to make the nude mod, but the game Oblivion will be so old no one will care anymore. Right?
Yes.
And again, that's more hypocrisy. It needs to be done, it needs to be done. Who cares? Right? The game's going to be sold for years. I just think it's idiotic. We're going to come back, talk about a little bit of Microsoft. Advertising and games. They bought a big company recently for most likely hundreds of millions of dollars, and it will be affecting your life and your eyeballs. So we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back here. You can take us out, Andrew. Chatterbox Video Game Radio, back on the air with Alon and Adrian and even Andrew for the third segment of the show, May 7th. So, those who are listening to the podcast won't notice, but we did have a little bit of a programming hiccup there a second ago. That, of course, thanks 100% in part to the programming genius of Andrew J. Henderson.
World the programming, renowned. Not an engineering genius.
I said programming genius, and thank you so much for that. Now, I said that we were going to talk about a little bit of advertising, a little bit of Microsoft, a little bit of the MTV generation. I actually didn't say that, but I was thinking it. So here's what happens. Microsoft, in their eternal wisdom, decided to buy up a company called Massive Inc. That's short for Massive Incorporated. And
let me get this right. Microsoft, the one of the world's biggest companies, just bought a company named Massive Inc.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody get the irony?
So they buy Massive for supposedly a whole buttload of money, and I'm sure we'll find out next time they release their earnings reports and all that stuff. Now, Massive Inc., I don't understand exactly the reach they have and how they go about doing it, but the bottom line is they're responsible for in-game advertising. So when you're playing a massively multiplayer game and you see billboards for Mountain Dew, you can think Massive, most likely. And so Microsoft getting them well. Now, they have a really large Xbox Live network. We got millions of people on there. So now, it's fairly likely that you will see in-game advertising in a lot of Xbox Live games, especially ones produced by Microsoft. Now, here's what I find interesting. That, you know, there's going to be good and bad to each side of this, right? And I want to hear what y'all think would be the good side, because it's hard to come up with a lot of them. I haven't even given out the phone number on today's show yet, but 866-536-1100. We still have an 800 number, right? Right, Andrew? It's still live. 866-536-1100. If you want to chime in, by the way, on our other topics about the hot coffee-like Bethesda software Oblivion scandal, feel free to call in about that as well. There's also a local Phoenix number, 602-277-5369. All right, so I put together a very small list of what I think are the good and the bad parts of this deal. Now, the bad parts, probably going to have to deal with a lot of advertising that make us feel like, you know, we're this lame part of the man's machine. That's the biggest thing that I don't like about it, feeling like I'm being advertised to, like they're making money off of me after I paid hard money for a game. But
we love our advertisers.
Yes, we of course love our sponsors. They keep the show going. But, I mean, this medium has been around for years.
We're used to the advertisements,
right?
Of these.
Let me tell you, if you listen to satellite radio that you're paying for, you really don't want to hear advertising. And I know Stern does it and a few other people advertise on their satellite radio, but for the most part, it's advertising free because you paid. All right? So when you go and pay for an Xbox 360 game, you shouldn't have to be looking at all this crap. And it wouldn't be so bad if it were just part of the game. Like, if you're already, we've had advertising in games. When you're on a racing game, and there's billboards all over the place, and they're advertising other games made by that developer or Mountain Dew or whatever, that's fine.
Well, EA, the box, Fight Night or whatever.
Fight Night, round three.
You can fight in the Burger King Cup or whatever it is. There's Burger King ads all over. So they're already in games.
Yeah. And, you know, that type of advertising doesn't bother me so much because it's fairly seamless. It doesn't take you out of the game. And in today's world, it actually might make it more realistic to say that, you know, you're playing basketball at the Staples Center, you know, and that makes sense. And I, as a developer, I wouldn't feel bad about selling out to Taco Bell, right? But now I'm sure that we're going to, I'm not sure, but what if we end up having, like, excessive loading screens that are all full of sponsor images.
Well, that would piss me off.
Yeah. Or if we take, in the middle of the game, like the announcers in your fight night, they take a 5-second break in the middle of our match or something to say, hey, everybody, don't forget, go to Taco Bell. Right?
But see, that would make it more realistic, because Madden does that. He's like, I love Ace, or whatever it is.
Ace Hard Cider. That's what we should do. But like that would annoy me. And in real life, at least, okay, it's real for one, and it's not always the same thing. You ever hear, you know, audio in a game, you know, when you're walking down a virtual city and some character says something, and then you hear that same thing repeated over and over and over? Right? That's what it's going to be in these video games. You're going to have the same line telling us to go to the same store, buy the same product over and over and over.
But what, okay, since we're talking about Ghost Recon, what happens if you're doing a mission and it's like, hey, there's a bunch of terrorists underneath the Mountain Dew billboard next to the Pepsi billboard by the McDonald's store. Would that bother you?
Excessive would just take you away from the game, I think. If it's realistic, fine. I can understand it. But if it's excessive, and if it takes me away from the game, that's when I'm going to be pissed off.
Okay, what if it's like Grand Theft Auto? And it's Grand Theft Auto, Los Angeles. They're done with the making up the cities.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, go to the McDonald's by the Staples Center. Would that annoy you?
No, that would be fine.
Okay. I just want to see where you're coming from.
That would be fine. And in that spirit, we're going to take a call from John. John in Vegas, you are on the air.
You just kind of said what I was going to say, and that's, you know, if you're going for something realistic, then it makes sense to have real companies involved. Like, I don't want to, you know, be going down to the, you know, Quickie Mart, and it's actually named, you know, well, obviously not Quickie Mart, but, you know, I'd rather go to the 7-Eleven than the, you know, Food Mart Plus or something.
Yeah, and that's already been done to a certain extent, and like I said, that's fine. I'm agreeing with you. Glad to hear you chime in about it as well. But, like, I mean, picture the day when you've got whole missions. The Taco Bell mission. Why do I keep bringing up Taco Bell?
Are you hungry?
Haven't even eaten it in a while. Not hungry at all.
All right. I'll go
camel.
Get you some Taco Bell.
I can go a week without eating. Okay. You know that. But, like, you know, this mission comes along, and it's the True Value Hardware mission, where you have to go, you know, collect a hammer. And, I don't know. Like, it's just going to be... It could get obscene. Right? But on the good side here, and this is my one good thing that I have on the list. I said it was a small list. I could see an Xbox Live Arcade game completely sponsored with, you know, Mountain Dew. They've sponsored Xbox Live stuff before. Plastered all over the place, but you might actually get a legitimate game. Like Geometry Wars, you know, Happy Christmas Edition, sponsored by whatever. That would be cool. If it's free, if it has a result on me that it's then free, I'd be very happy.
So, like, say 360, something I'm hoping they do, an MMORPG. What if they did it and it's like, they're coming up with something, and the Marvel one. Marvel's paying for it, which is cool. But what happens if it's like, hey, you know what, guys? Buy the game, spend the $60, buy the game. But we're not going to charge you anything to play it monthly, because we're going to have advertisers.
That would
be
good.
We're going to have the go to Target mission, or Target's awesome mission, or whatever. You'd be cool with that.
Because the end result is benefiting me rather than benefiting the man, right? And it can do both. That's good. And by the way, Marvel, getting paid for that.
I'm sure they are.
For the rights, not the other way around.
Well, I'm just trying to... But City of Heroes was awesome. Let's hope that one's better. But come up with one already, damn it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I'm going to have to go down to Microsoft and start kicking some butt.
Is it Microsoft? They have nothing to do with it, isn't it?
Well,
EA?
Is it EA?
I don't know. I've lost track at this point.
No,
licensing
I'm saying
agreements I want
an MMORPG. I just want one, and I don't want Final Fantasy. Because I don't want to have to pay a dollar. If I do want to pay a dollar or whatever it is, forget it. The game needs to be cheaper if you're going to charge me a monthly subscription.
I agree. It should be free if they're going to charge you a monthly subscription, by
the way.
That's
my point.
But it should be the game, and then I think sustained by advertising, an MMO that's sustained by advertising, that's another great idea. Unfortunately, it would take an awful lot of advertising, and that would get a little bit crazy.
Well, maybe do like, be like, hey, look, we could charge you $10 a month if we don't do advertising, or we can charge you $5 a month if we do advertising. I think every person in the world would be like, advertise me, I don't care.
Yeah, that'd be fine. As long as it doesn't take away from the actual gameplay. But still, I mean, there's still a level where it could get too much. And I'm waiting to see. Microsoft, my issue here, another one of the issues I'm having. I always have tons of issues. Microsoft, it's like it's turning into the mainstream, the gaming powerhouse, like the MTV of gaming, right? Where it's straying away from what's really important about the hobby. And I see Sony, their PlayStation 3 and all their games, like they're the mainstream style, the games that everybody wants to play, whatever, but they don't have this weird, like, I get this icky feeling sometimes with Microsoft that I'm the demographic, you know, and I'm just being catered to as a revenue stream all the time, not just when I'm in the store. And there's an icky feeling that I just don't like about it. And with Sony, I feel a little bit more like close to the game, part of the group, and less like I'm being taken advantage of. And of course, with Nintendo, well, they're just better than everybody else anyway.
But do you think part of that is Microsoft's going after the U.S. market? That's where they are going to sell games. Sony knows they're going to sell games here, but they're going more after the Japan market. Maybe that's why you don't feel that same demo-ish thing with Sony, because you're not their demo. They know they're going to sell games here, but they're not going after you primarily.
No, they are, and that's ludicrous for you to say.
No!
Yes.
Where are they gonna? Make...
You are trying to be dramatic now.
No,
I'm calling
I am
you
not
out
trying to
it.
Be
yes,
dramatic.
Yes, you are.
No,
you're trying to get ratings.
No, I am not trying to get. Sony is not going to go after you nearly as hard as they're going to go after the Japanese market.
That's bull. We make more money for them
because we sell more games here.
Exactly.
But they know if you're buying, if all things are equal, most Americans are going to buy the Microsoft or going to buy the 360.
Where do you come up with this?
It's true.
It's not.
The Xbox is a better system than PlayStation 2.
But, yeah, the PlayStation 2 sold way more than the Xbox.
Yes, because it was out much longer.
No.
Yes.
No. Well, in that respect, then the Xbox would have sold 80% as many as the PS2s, and it hasn't even come close. This is a discussion we shouldn't even be having because you're so incredibly off base.
Ugh.
People are going to throw you off of this show once they hear you say this stuff.
No. If you could only have one system, what system are you going to have?
The Wii.
Besides the Wii, because you're a fanboy.
No, because it's so much more fun than the rest. I want to chop
base.
Carrots.
I'm off base.
Listen, I'll have a lot of people agree with me.
Okay. If you agree with Alon, call now, because if you could only buy one of the next-gen systems, it's not going to be the
Wii. This is a great question. We'll be back next segment. Call us at 866-536-1100. If you could buy one system and it would be the Wii. Hell, just call in and tell me what one system you would want to get. And
it's
I also want to hear what you think we need to talk about regarding E3. What is it that I need to tell my henchmen to go look at while they're there? We'll be back. 866-536-1100. And we're back. Softly. We're back for real. Last segment. I'm here. My name's Alon. We've got Adrian in the studio with me as well.
How's it going?
Wonderfully. Thank you.
Are you still upset with me because of the last segment?
When was I upset at you? I just think you're being idiotic.
No.
That's fine. That is your will. That's okay. And, you know, if you weren't that way, then the show wouldn't be fun. Isn't that right, Andrew? You world-renowned sound engineer, you. All right.
Have people called in and tell you that you're wrong if you're only buying one next-gen system?
No. No, in fact. We've got someone on the line. Let's hear what James from Utah has to say. James?
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. Tell us what you think. What one system would you get if you could get just one of these new upcoming systems?
I would get the Nintendo Wii. And my reason behind it is because I'm a PC gamer. I feel that the control of Wii, you know, it would be like a mouse type of thing, keyboard and mouse, obviously with a bunch of attachment and a, I don't know. I think so, because I hate the controller.
All right. We had to cut James off there because nobody can understand a thing he's saying. I apologize, James, but your phone connection was miserable.
Obviously, James on crack.
Now, what he was saying though was that the Nintendo Wii was his choice. He says, as a PC gamer, the Wiimote seems a little bit more like a mouse.
Okay, obviously there's something wrong with him if he's a PC gamer.
Do you know what you are, Adrian? You are what Microsoft panders to. That's what that's. They have hit you in the groin. They got you good.
I'm sorry that the Xbox is a much better system than anything else out there.
It was slightly more powerful, and that's cool. Listen, I play Xbox more than I do my other systems, except now the Guitar Hero's out. But you still got to look at the content. I mean, PS2 has a lot more games that
yes,
are games I want to play.
I will give you that. PlayStation will allow anybody to make a game for them, and they just license everybody. And as long as they do that, they're going to have a good market because there's going to be that random game that's going to make it big. And there will be people out by the system. But I still say that the reason you don't feel dirty playing the PlayStation is because they don't market necessarily for you. And part of it is because I think they're going
after... you have no data to back that up.
No, no, I don't. I'm saying this is a complete theory and instinct.
I'll tell you why I feel dirty playing a Microsoft game. Because all their games are diluted. And not all their games, right? I need to correct myself. That a lot of the gaming experience that you'll find on a Microsoft system, at least a Microsoft-developed game, is diluted and like caters to the masses, and I'm not that guy. Maybe I just shouldn't play those games. That's the solution, I guess. But still feel that way. And knowing that Xbox Live is an experience that they will have full control over, except on an EA game, I'm going to be dealing with their advertising as long as their game... the developers have built to allow it, which I'm sure they will because it's revenue for them. And now suddenly all of the games I play on Live will be subject to this dilution. And that's what bugs me.
But...
do it! Come up with something.
No. It's going to be diluted no matter what. The major difference between the two is Microsoft has full control over the Microsoft games. And... yeah, they do a lot of stuff that annoys me. I'm not going to sit there and say they don't. The whole no damage on when you're racing a car.
That has nothing to do with Microsoft.
Project Gotham, isn't that a Microsoft game?
Sort of. It's exclusive.
Yeah, but they have some input in it. But there's just a lot of things that, yes, I will give you, that makes the system... a little bit like you're being a little dirty. But I still think it's because Sony isn't marketing to you as in your face because it's just a culture difference.
No. You're saying it's because I'm American. If I were Japanese, they would be catering to me.
I think it has something to do with what you find offensive and in your face is different from the Japanese culture.
All right. I don't see you going anywhere with that argument.
All right. You don't have to listen to me. You know I'm right.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. All right, everybody. Go to uat.edu.
That was a great segue.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Take some time away from Chatterbox. Go to uat.edu. But continue to listen. All right. So there's some other things that we should probably talk about. I want to get more people calling in telling us what system they think is the preferred system these days.
They know you're going to hang up on them if they call and say anything but the Wii.
I'll hang up on them if their phone doesn't work. That's what I'll do. But listen, I want to know if you think the PS3 is better. Like the PS3, did we talk about this last week? Metal Gear Solid 4, I saw a preview for this, and they said that the mustache on Solid Snake, did I mention this last
yes,
week?
Yes, you mentioned.
That's just amazing to me. I want to play the games on the PS3 now. If the mustache is as involved as a character in Metal Gear Solid 3, come on. That's going to look good.
And weren't you saying earlier you're going to go get Metal Gear 3 now?
I do want to go play that game. I'm ashamed to say that I haven't played it yet. It made me think about how much I need to go play number 3 if I'm going to go play number 4. But anyway, listen, people call in. We've still got some more time. 866-536-1100. Another thing we wanted to do, like, this week's been light on news because E3 is coming up. So I'd like to know... all the announcements that we don't know yet, but unfortunately, we don't know that. So, it's time to make some crazy predictions of what may happen this week at E3. Or maybe would never happen, but it doesn't matter. Now, Adrian, you had some ideas of of some predictions that might happen here. Big announcements coming from these big companies.
Huge. Nintendo keeps saying that they're going to have major announcements. Here is the first announcement I think they're going to do. Nintendo's going to announce they're going to merge with Sony. And the next generation console is going to be the PlayStation Wii.
Fantastic.
That's
why
they went
like
with the Wii.
Japan against America.
Yes.
Right? The Sony and Nintendo
teaming up
against Microsoft.
See, it now goes all back to my whole theory that you're not being catered to.
We play together.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it could happen. Definitely. I think Monday, Sony will make it out like they're the best thing ever. Tuesday, Nintendo will say, no, you know what? You didn't see this one coming. We are now teaming up against Microsoft and call Microsoft the devil, have a picture of Bill with horns and stuff. That would be fun. All right, we've got a caller. Is this TJ? Is that right?
Yes.
All right, TJ, speak a little bit louder. I can barely hear you.
All right, yeah, I'd choose the Wii if I had to take a system.
Oh, interesting. I'm not seeding these callers, folks. But all right, tell me why. What makes you want the Wii more than anything else?
Just because it's not like anything else. Like, I'm a PC gamer, too, and I think it's kind of like the most, but that's not really the reason I want it. Because I think they can go a lot farther with this than they can with an Xbox or whatever.
Uh-huh. So you're going to have experiences on the Wii that you haven't had before, and you figure after 10 years of gaming, you're ready for something new. Is that right?
Exactly.
Ah.
But why is just the experience of something else necessarily going to be good in your mind?
You know, you ever get bored at home, you're there for a long time, you learn what you like, and then you go for the stranger. You pull out the stranger, and you say, oh, I need a new experience.
So you're saying you're having the seven-year itch.
Something like that.
Okay.
Thank you, TJ. We've got another caller, Danny, line 4. Danny, you are on the air. What system would you get if you could just get one of these next-generation systems?
I already know which one I'm going to get. I'm going to go for the Wii, man.
Interesting.
I'm surrounded by fanboys.
Wow.
That has nothing to do with a fanboy. But my first gaming system was a GameCube, actually, and a Nintendo, Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo. All of them have been Nintendo, so maybe I am a sort of fanboy, but...
Interesting. Wow. Listen, yeah. Thank you for chiming in, Danny. We've got another caller. I want to squeeze him in before we finish the show. So thanks a lot for calling. Justin, what system would you like if you could have one of the next generation systems?
I'm going to go for the Wii.
Wow. Wow, that is a shutout, Adrian. A shutout. Everyone said the Wii. Why do you want the Wii most? Did you cut him off, Andrew? Oh, my God.
See,
programming genius. Programming genius. I want to hear what these people have to say, and you cut them off.
You told everybody in the chat room
I didn't
to
say
go.
A goddamn thing.
You are such a liar!
I have it up here. You can read. Listen, thanks everybody for chiming in. I really appreciate it. We will be back next week with all the news from E3, and we might even have some people who were there since I can't go. Anyway, we'll be back. And go to chatterboxgameshow.com while we're away. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info in the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.